I've discussed on this show in the past that when I sleep, my feet are what gets cold. And so multiple blankets are piled up on my feet. Lauren sleeps cold year round and is always cold, like head to toe. For me, it's my feet, my feet. But years ago, I got Lauren a gift of a mattress pad that's heated, like a seat warmer. And it comes with two zones, so each person in the bed can choose what temperature they want their mattress pad to be heated to. So in the colder months, I could turn mine up to 1 or 2. Sometimes I turn it all the way up to 10. And then when I got in, turn it all the way down to 1 or just turn it off. Because I don't want to be hot all night, but I like the sheets to be warm against my feet. That's a good thing. But then, the heated mattress pad died.
Your Daily Lex.
So what did I do? I replaced it. I got another one from the same company. And a couple years into owning this new one, it stopped working very well. And I was like, this is dumb. These are not supposed to be short-term items. So I contacted the company through their website, and they wrote back almost instantly, being like, can you please take a picture of the tag and send us your receipt? And I did those things. They're like, okay, we'll send you a replacement because it should still be working. And all we need to do is we need you to send another picture of the tag with a giant X drawn on it. And you have to show that you've cut the cable that plugs into the wall. Okay, so I do those things. They send us a replacement. We set up the replacement. It's a bit annoying because you got to, you know, strip the whole bed, fine, and then put on the new mattress pad and then thread the cable that go under the whole mattress and remotes go to either side and whatever. And we each turn it on the first day and yeah, it works just fine. Except I kept finding I was getting way hotter than I wanted. And last night was like the worst. I put it on 1 while I was reading before going to sleep. And I verified how to turn it off because a night or two before, since the remotes were different each time they sent us a new one, the button's in a different place. And I made sure I knew how to find it by feel and turn it off. And so around midnight, I turned it off. I woke up again at 1 or 2 in the morning and it was still so incredibly hot. And it's true. Like having weighted blankets and stuff against your feet can trap some of that heat in so it can stay hot. But I was like, this is a ridiculous amount of trapped heat. How is this happening? Why is this happening? And it's just unbelievably hot. And I'm cooking basically, and I can't stand it. And, eventually I start to get this small hair of a thought and I unplug the mattress and go back to sleep. And in the morning, I'm like, Lauren, something's wrong with the mattress pad. She's like, I know, it won't get hot at all. And I'm like, no, what's wrong is the remotes are arranged opposite of how the prior one was, meaning I'm turning Lauren's off or turning it down to very low. And she, because her side isn't getting hot enough, since I'm literally turning mine off or leaving it on 1, is turning hers to the maximum setting, which, to be clear, it should be illegal. It's so hot, it should not be allowed. And so, in effect, we were torturing each other because I was making Lauren be much colder than she wanted, and she was cooking me. It was torture. So tonight, before bed, we will be swapping those remote locations because that was horrendous. Yeah, it's just so bad. Like, I'm just sleeping on top of all my blankets because the heat doesn't penetrate all of them, and this way I cannot be on a boiling hot surface. Unplugging it was the right move in the middle of the night, but man, just horrible. Just horrible. Anyway, that's my main story for today. So I hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday, October 30th. And yeah, that's all I got. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Lex.